gonna be here for you, baby. I'll be a man of my word. Speak the language in a voice that you have never.
Hey guys, welcome back to Open Language. This is Adam.
And this is Lisa.
Today we do not have a very fun topic, do we?
No, here we're talking about going back to work.
Okay, so I'm sure you guys had a really great spring festival, a really great new year, but now it's time. You gotta go back to work.
That's right. And so here we have a dialogue between two coworkers, and they are talking about going back to work. So let's take a listen and see what they have to say.
All right.
Dialogue first time.
Hey, Diane, did you have a good break?
I did, thanks. I feel very rested.
Rested? Didn't you go back to your hometown? Isn't that really stressful?
I go every year, so I'm used to it. How was your holiday?
I stayed in Shanghai. It was so quiet. The streets were empty.
Well, are you ready to get back to work?
Not yet. My mind is still on vacation.
Oh no, the boss is coming.
Quick, look busy.
Dialogue, second time.
Hey, Diane, did you have a good break?
I did, thanks. I feel very rested.
Rested? Didn't you go back to your hometown? Isn't that really stressful?
I go every year, so I'm used to it. How was your holiday?
I stayed in Shanghai. It was so quiet. The streets were empty.
Well, are you ready to get back to work?
Not yet. My mind is still on vacation.
Oh no, the boss is coming.
Quick, look busy.
All right, so we just heard a dialogue between Jack and Diane. And Jack starts out here by saying, hey, Diane, did you have a good break?
A good break. Okay, so we are going to see lots of words like holiday. We'll probably say vacation once or twice. But break can really mean all of these things, right?
That's right. So a break is just a time when you are not working here.
You're kind of resting.
So this could be maybe just a short break, like a snack break or a lunch break.
A lunch break is usually, should be an hour, right? I like smoking cigarettes, so I really like smoke breaks.
Yeah, so we could also break for about 5 minutes. So here we can use it as a verb as well. So Diane has just gone on break, and when she comes back, she says, I feel very rested.
And I think that is pretty much what a break is for, right? You go on a break because you're tired, or you go on a break because you need some rest.
That's right, and hopefully your break gave you some rest too. So rest can be a noun or verb, but here rested is an adjective.
Right, so you can get some rest, you can rest, and then after you rest, you feel
rested.
Rested, exactly. Now, Jack asks Diane, didn't you go back to your hometown? Isn't that stressful?
Yeah, so stressful. This is the adjective form of stress.
You have a lot of stress, exactly. And I think for a lot of you guys, when you go back to your hometowns, wow, it must be so stressful. All the people on the trains, all the people on the buses, so much stress.
Yeah, so something to remember, though. Stressful, this is the thing that causes the stress. So you are stressed out because your trip was stressful.
It was stressful, exactly.
That's right. And Diane here also says that she's not really stressed out. No. She says, I'm used to it.
She's used to it. Yeah, I mean, she does this every year. It's the same train. It's the same bus. It's the same 1.4 billion people.
Now, that would make me stressed out.
It would stress me out, too. Now, used to it, you guys probably, well, you might already be used to hearing this phrase. The one thing that we want to remind you of is just the pronunciation.
That's right. So when you say used to, you don't need to separate the D and the T. You can kind of link it and say it together.
Used to.
All right. So Diane says that she's used to it, and she asks Jack, how was your holiday?
Okay, so we heard the word break before. In this case, I think she's saying holiday just because Jack already used the word break. It means the same thing though, right?
That's right. But you can have a break without a holiday.
That's true. For their conversation, for Jack and Diane, it's just a way to You know, just to add some new words in there. You don't want to keep repeating the same word again and again.
That's right. So here we're using holiday for Chinese New Year.
Now, I know some of you are going to be asking, why are we saying holiday and not holidays? Because you have many days.
That's right. So here we're just using holiday for the entire holiday season.
Mm.
Sometimes we might say Christmas holidays, but for Chinese New Year, we usually say holiday.
Holiday. That's right. That's right. Okay, so it sounds like Jack didn't have to go anywhere. He's a local Shanghai guy, but it was pretty quiet.
In fact, the streets were empty.
And I know this feeling. I have been in many big cities in China during New Year, and they really are empty.
That's really weird, because I would never expect that.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's really crazy. So, of course, empty means not full, which means, in this case, not full of people.
That's right. And we can use empty for a lot of different situations. So, for example, most people don't like to go to an empty bar.
Oh, yeah. I do. I am one of those people. But you're right. Most people, they do not.
The office might also be a little bit empty in the morning.
Oh, yeah. People are late, for sure, for sure. Some people, I could say they have empty heads, or their heads are empty.
That's true.
It's not a nice thing to say, but it's often true.
Yeah. It might also be like maybe it's a little empty when you're tired.
Oh, yeah. Your stomach is empty. That means you're hungry.
All right. At that time, the streets were empty, but now they're probably full of people because it's time to get back to work.
Yeah, get back to work, you guys. Come on. The holiday's over.
All right. So what does get back to work here mean?
Get back. Yeah, it just means start work again. Return to work.
That's right. Or go back to work.
Yeah. I mean, some of you are probably going to ask, what is the difference between go back and get back? In this case, in this conversation between Jack and Diane, there's not a lot of difference.
No, but the main thing to remember here is that get back just means return to doing something.
Right. And in fact, this is often what is going to happen after a break of some kind.
So you could also get back to school.
Yeah, for sure. You can get back to doing your homework.
Or maybe even get back to that TV show.
Yeah, I can't wait. There's so many TV shows I want to watch after we finish this recording. But of course, when we are talking about work, it's not really as fun as watching TV, is it?
No, not at all. So Jack here, he responds with a kind of ugh.
Ugh.
And this is just kind of this feeling that you are maybe like tired or you just really don't want to do something.
You really don't want to do it. Now, we have written it down as UGH. You are going to see this written down with lots of different spellings. UGGH, UGHHH. The whole point is that we're trying to write down a sound, and it's not very easy to do.
No, and the reason why some people might add a lot of H's is just because they want to emphasize this. They want to make it stronger and longer.
Ugh.
Just like that.
Just like that. And part of the reason why Jack feels so ugh is because his mind is still on vacation.
That's right. His mind is on vacation. It's not here in the office.
His body is in the office. His body is, you know, ready to go back to work. But his mind is not.
He's not thinking about work here. And that's why we use the word mind instead of heart.
Yeah, it's really weird, right, how mind and heart, sometimes they mean the same thing, sometimes they don't mean the same thing. In this case, it's best to just say mind.
So I can actually switch the order of this as well. So instead of saying my mind is on vacation, I could say that I've got my vacation on my mind.
Vacation's on my mind, yeah. I often think about like bad things that are on my mind. Like, for example, some people, they can't have a lot of fun on their vacation because work is still on their mind.
That's right. So often we use it when we have problems on our mind.
Oh, there's so many problems on my mind.
But Jack doesn't have that problem now, does he?
He has a different problem, it sounds like.
So that problem is the boss.
Ah, the boss is coming. Oh no. Everyone look busy.
So look busy. I like this expression a lot.
It doesn't mean like look for, like use your eyes to look for busy.
No, it means act busy.
Act busy. Yeah. Look like you are busy.
So you might pick up some papers or start typing on the computer.
Right. Now, the thing I always hate is when the boss comes and I am maybe I'm on Facebook or something. And the boss sees me and I try very quickly to look busy, but she already saw Facebook.
Yeah, so if you're going to be doing this, be a little bit careful.
Now, are there any other words we can use with look here? Look busy, look... Oh, I like look cute.
Yeah, so you could always look cute if you want to impress your boyfriend, maybe.
Sure, or impress your girlfriend,
That's true.
Hey, babe.
For little kids, they like to look sick so they don't have to go to school.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I can't go. I'm not ready to go back to school.
No, Mom, I think I have to go to the hospital.
Okay, well, that was a pretty good dialogue. How about we listen to it one more time?
That sounds good.
Dialogue first time.
Hey, Diane, did you have a good break?
I did, thanks. I feel very rested.
Rested? Didn't you go back to your hometown? Isn't that really stressful?
I go every year, so I'm used to it. How was your holiday?
I stayed in Shanghai. It was so quiet. The streets were empty.
Well, are you ready to get back to work?
Not yet. My mind is still on vacation.
Oh no, the boss is coming.
Quick, look busy.
Dialogue, second time.
Hey, Diane, did you have a good break?
I did, thanks. I feel very rested.
Rested? Didn't you go back to your hometown? Isn't that really stressful?
I go every year, so I'm used to it. How was your holiday?
I stayed in Shanghai. It was so quiet. The streets were empty.
Well, are you ready to get back to work?
Not yet. My mind is still on vacation.
Oh no, the boss is coming.
Quick, look busy.
Okay, so we just listened to that dialogue again, and we want to know, are you guys ready to get back to work? Did you have a good trip, or are you stressed out?
Right. Did the break give you a nice rest? Do you feel rested?
I know, I'm not ready to go back.
Your mind is still on vacation.
So let us know if you are well rested, or if you are going to be looking busy at the office.
Okay, guys, as always, thank you for listening. Happy New Year, and we'll see you next time.
Yep, see you then.
And I learned your trust making memories of us. I want to honor your mother, and I want to learn from your pa. I wanna steal your attention like a